Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, have you pulled your grill out yet? For some people, grilling isn't a season, it's just all year long. But for many of us, grilling kind of comes with the spring and summer season when it's a little nicer to be outdoors and enjoy the outdoors while you're doing the cooking. For some people, that also means less work in the kitchen, depending on who's doing the cooking, cleaning up, and so on. How is that workload divided up? Well, if you are thinking about grilling, I'm guessing that for most people, top of the list is meat. Maybe hamburgers, maybe steak, and lots of other options of meat, but those are probably two that people think of first. But if you are not going beyond meat, I'm really missing out on opportunities to use that grill, and now that it's heated up and, you know, it's there, you have it ready, why not put it to work for some other things like veggies, fruit, and that includes dessert. So use that grill in a lot of different ways. So just a few kind of tips or ideas to kind of broaden your scope of grilling. What about grilling greens? Yeah, you think, greens? Can you grill those? Well, you kind of have to be selective. Your ordinary green leaf lettuce that's in most salads, no, that's not going to cut it. You need to have something a little sturdier. But for the people who don't like greens, maybe this would turn them around and saying, oh, if it's grilled, I can try that. So some of the ones that are suggested first on the list, people are going, oh, well, this isn't going to be my favorite. That's kale. Because kale has a sturdier leaf, you can actually just grill the leaf, put a little oil on it, and put it on the grill. But greens, as well as probably most fruits, that's not something you walk away from, because it just takes almost an instant to give it that little bit of grill flavor, and it does enhance, for most things, grilling makes it sweeter, and that would be true of vegetables, fruits, anything, well, not meat, but other things that you put on the grill, it's going to just enhance any sweetness. So it may not even take a minute for kale, for instance, but you're going, okay, let's move beyond kale. Kale is not on my list at all when it comes to greens. Some of the others, like romaine, cabbage, some of those kinds of things, you don't take it leaf by leaf. You start with a smaller head and cut it in quarters, leaving the core in there so the core holds all the leaves together, and grill it on each of the quarter sides and on the back. And just get some of that grill mark on it, a little bit of that grill flavor, and then you can eat it just like that. You could still add some salad dressing, use it like a salad, or if you want to do several at a time, it can be a part of a total salad. You won't believe how that changes and how the greens will turn out. But as I say, that's not something you walk away from. You got to stay right there with the grilling. Now, veggies, more people, I think, have been trying veggies. And I know, because I've heard him say, that one of Jim Field's favorites is asparagus on the grill. Oh, yeah, and we've been seeing asparagus in the market. And a little oil. I didn't ask him his favorite way to do it, but a little bit of oil and lay it on the grill. And it doesn't take long, and it will be really yummy. But that one you can lay on the grill, put it in a basket, or if you want to do mixed vegetables, just think about any kind of vegetables that are now available, you might want a grill pan, so you're not really getting grill marks on it, but you're using that outdoor heat. And one of the biggest surprises for people that I found, and I learned this from Jack Jensen, is radishes. And people say, I don't like radishes. Well, now is the time for fresh radishes coming out of the garden, if you have a garden. And let me tell you, you won't believe it's the same vegetable. It changes completely, makes it very sweet, takes away that really kind of bitey part of a radish. but mix all kinds of vegetables together, chop them up. If you want to add a little butter in this case, some other kind, whatever you like seasoning on your vegetables, go for it, and you will be surprised. So we've said greens. We've mentioned veggies. Now, what about fruit? Oh, yeah, fruit also is great on the grill. Again, depending on the kind of fruit, you may need a basket, but others like apples, slices, fairly thick slices across the apple, not the little skinny slices, but slice across the apple, make rounds. Pineapple, peaches, when they get to be in season, are absolutely delicious. So almost any kind of fruit. How about watermelon? Can you believe putting watermelon on the grill? Yep, some people love that, and it's worth a try. If you've got the grill going, you might as well give that a try. So almost anything tastes better on the grill. But while you're doing that, it may be time to take a look at what kind of oil that you're using, because many of these things that we've just talked about take a little brush of oil to keep them from sticking and just helps along the cooking. But if you're an olive oil person, this is not the time to use olive oil. Let's talk about smoking points. That's the point at which the oil starts to break down, and it could change the flavor to a bad flavor. It also could change it from that monosaturated to a totally saturated oil. Whatever, you don't want an oil that's going to be breaking down because of the heat. So oils that have a higher smoking point, the favorite of most people is peanut oil. So if that's not one you keep in your pantry, maybe that's one you want to add if you are a griller and just plan to use that. Leave olive oil for the times that you do lower cooking points or just making salad dressings or whatever. But remember that olive oil has a low smoking point and not one to be used on high heat. Others that you could use would be corn or soybean oil. Those also have higher smoking points, and that's what you're aiming for something to be used on the grill. So oils, taking a look at what you have there. I want to go back to desserts for a minute and using your heat from the grill in another way, and that's just to make up those packets, and it wouldn't have to be just desserts. But you remember as a kid, did you ever make those foil packets of hamburgers and potatoes and carrots and so on? You wrapped them all up and you put them in probably in the fire. Well, you know, you could do that same thing on your grill if you want to use the heat outdoors rather than indoors. But a yummy dessert, if you like bananas, you wrap up bananas and make a little bed of graham crackers, slice the bananas, put in some marshmallows, some chocolate, wrap it all up in the foil, and put it on the grill to heat through. It's sort of like a banana s'more. So you may have other things that you can think of where you could package it up in some foil and use that heat from the grill. Also, a point of technique. Some people, when they're grilling, they're thinking, well, I just put it on there, and then I turn it, and then I turn it, and then I turn it. A little problem that sometimes happens is that first turn, it'll be sticking. When the food is laid on the grill, it needs to be there long enough to get that first sear or that first cooking, those first marks from the grill. Don't touch it for a little bit. Let it start to grill before turning it over. And you should likely find that it's not going to stick nearly as much. A couple of related items to grilling. One is we talked about greens, and if you're not going to grill them, perhaps a salad is something that always goes with that steak if that's part of your grill menu. And whether it's grilling or just keeping those greens, you know, sometimes they sit there in the refrigerator, hopefully not too long, but they start to get a little slimy because there's really too much moisture. And a tip from a longtime restaurant person is after you buy it, you bring it home, you open it, and you can go ahead and wash it if that's what you're going to do. Let it, you know, kind of get dried out. Or if it's already pre-washed, open it and put a paper towel either on top or bottom. And that paper towel will absorb enough moisture to keep it from decaying, but also will actually help it keep crisp and moist. If that paper towel is too wet, oops, it's gone to the part where it's not going to be useful for your salad. You kind of need to check it. But just add a paper towel to that container. You don't need anything to that bag. You don't need any other special kind of bag. And one last thing that somebody has recommended, I haven't tried this, but it's sort of an interesting, I think. If you're using marinades when you're cooking, grilling, instead of soaking the meat in it overnight, perhaps waiting and putting the marinade on after cooking. You pull the meat off, and you know, it's always a good idea to let it sit a little bit to get the flavor in it. Put on the warm marinade then, and the meat may absorb it, and you'll have lots more flavor. So if you're grilling outdoors, mostly we're talking about, or the same things apply if you're using the grill pan indoors, just enjoy. Taylor Swift said, when I found out how much fun grilling was, summer became a whole new experience.